All right, always a pleasure to run to my good friend and as the manager of the Phillies, Charlie Manuel. Charlie, I never really talked to you about how you became a manager, how all this came about. And I remember you were a good hitter for the Twins and the Dodgers, and you were the hero in Japan. But how did managing come into your life?
Marty, actually, you know, like when I retired from playing in Japan, I had to get back in the game. I went home and it was hard for me because I didn't have nothing to do. And when spring training rolled around in 1982, you know, like I thought to myself, I don't know what I'm going to do. And George Brophy called me with the Twins. He was their vice president and kind of the general manager at that time. And he asked me, would I come to work for him? And I said, yeah, I'm sure, bro. I said, what do you want me to do? He said, I don't know yet. Just come on down to spring training. We'll find something for you to do. So I go to spring training and I become a roving hitting coach with, you know, Tony Oliva and I. And then I also my job was I was a cross checker scouts, and I went to see some of the high graded number one or number two, number four, number like picks, have them rated, and that was real interesting. I got to see Sean Dunstan. I got to see Dwight Gooden, Floyd Yeomans. I got to see some really big time pitchers, and I enjoyed all that. But during the season, you know, like I'd go around and I was like a hitting instructor, and I talk, you know, like, and I'd stay with each team anywhere from 7 to 10 days, and you know, like, and I'd work with all the hitters and things like that. And then when I leave and I come back, I'd see that they dropped what we was working on, and you know, like, and they were hitting their own way or listening to somebody else. And I thought to myself, I don't like that. So that winter, just as soon as the season was over, George Brophy offered me, he wanted me to manage his Wisconsin Rapids team. And I thought about it, and I thought, well, that would give me a chance, you know, to coach and manage my own team, and it also give me a chance to take BP and still take batting practice. But I wanted to be a teacher, you know, so I took that job. And back then, too, Marty, I never thought ever of being a coach in the big leagues or a manager in the big leagues. And really, I mean that. It never crossed my mind. And I managed in Wisconsin Rapids, and the next 2 years I managed in Orlando in the early 80s. And then I got to AAA baseball real quick, really. For managers, it's moving. And I managed there for like 7 years. And, you know, like in the long way, you know, like I, you know, we, I loved everything about it. And I ended up being a hitting coach in the big leagues. And now I'm a manager in the major leagues. And that was when I set out, that I didn't set a goal for myself. And that definitely, I mean, that wasn't what my plans was at all. And actually, it's kind of hard for me to explain to you. I love everything about it. I like coming to the ballpark early. I do it every day. I like being around the guys. I like managing. And it's been, everything about it's been great.
You know, Charlie Manuel with us. You remind me so much of Bobby Cox. I must tell you, you remind me so much of Bobby Cox coming to the park, and you want to just talk baseball.
That's all I do. I mean, that's sometimes I think about it, you know, like I must be boring because that's all I talk about. When if I go out and eat, I talk baseball. One thing is good, though, you know, like in Philadelphia, once that we did win a World Series, now when I go places, you know, everybody wants to talk baseball with me, and that's good because I'm willing to do it. And it's all been good, Marty. And, you know, like I told you, I still love coming to the ballpark and managing the game.
Well, that's very special. Hey, but coming through the ranks as a player, Walter Alston, I remember you played for him. And I'm thinking Minnesota, Gene Mauch or Billy Martin in those days. I forget who you played for then. But what did you think of those managers when you were a player? Because, you know, as a player, you always look at it differently.
Yeah, I thought that I think I learned a whole lot, actually, when I didn't really realize that I was ever going to be a manager. But I learned a lot from Billy Martin. He was a player's manager, and he was had a lot of life. He liked to laugh, and also he liked, actually, people might not believe this, as tough as he was, sometimes he still petted his players, and you know, like, and he still had a lot of affection for his players. You know, like he knew that they had a heartbeat and everything, and he was quite a character. And then I played for a completely different personality in Walter Alston. He was more quiet and dry, really a good baseball guy. You know, really carried a lot of respect. Everybody around the game respected Walter Alston. And when he said something to you, you know, like, you better do it. I mean, there was no, you know, there was no talking back or nothing like that. And he was totally in command. He was good. I would say probably some of the greatest things about him was he managed all those years with the Dodgers, and he was great at delegating people their job in their area. I try a lot of that. If you go ask my coaches, I do that, and I think that's probably the being the kind of even keel kind of guy that I am during a game and on the field and things. I think a lot of that I learned from Walter Austin too, because he was a professional at that, and he delegated everybody's position. He was a hitting coach, was a hitting coach. That was his area. He was responsible for that area and things like that. A pitching coach, a pitching coach. And you know, like in I've heard people say, well, we're in it together, and we are, but an advice from each coach is good if you do it, I think, in a meeting or you know, like you're all together. I think if I have a hitting coach and all of a sudden all my other coaches are talking to our hitters about hitting and they're not on the same level, I don't think that's good. But now, as long as it's together, and I think Austin was might be the best I ever been around at that. And then I had Bill Rigney. I mean, every manager I had good qualities.
You know, it's funny listening to you talk about Walter Austin. And, you know, when he came up in 1954 to manage the Brooklyn Dodgers, this is after Charlie Dressen's wife said, Charlie, you better ask for a 2-year contract. And Walter O'Malley said, I'll see you later. That was a very famous letter that he wrote to O'Malley, and he lost his job. But Austin came up, and he had only one at-bat in the major leagues for the Cardinals in the 1930s. And he had to establish himself on that ball club with those veterans, Jackie Robinson. And their stories, he had to say, look, anybody want to step outside with me? Because when you get to the big leagues and manage these guys in those days, you had to be somebody.
Yes. Like I said, I call him Smokey because he carried a lot of respect. And he was, although he was a quiet guy, I could see him very much as a disciplinarian because that's who he was. And, you know, like he ran a tight ship. And if you did something that he didn't like, he was very quick to tell you. He would find the right place, right time. It's not like he's trying to embarrass you or nothing like that, but he would make sure he got his point across to you, and I suggest that you listen to him. And like I said before, you know, like I learned a lot from him, but I learned a lot from Martin as far as the charisma and the laughter and the thing about that. I think that Billy definitely, you know, like that's one thing that I learned about players and things.
Yeah, no, I love talking baseball with you, Charlie. Man, what a pleasure to have you on the show. But I do see you in the dugout. You are very calm in the dugout. You're not a pacer. You get your spot and stay there.
I pick a spot and I stay there and I watch the game and I see everything that goes on, I think. I know I do. And I see things. If I was to, you probably heard somebody else say this, if I would address everything that would bother me or something that I don't like or something, I probably wouldn't have time to watch a game or do anything in the clubhouse and things. And you got to pick, the priorities have to be in order, and you got to pick the stuff that you definitely need to take care of, and there some of the other stuff that's they call small stuff. That the small stuff becomes big stuff if it happens every day. So somewhere along the line, you got to cut that out too.
Yeah, boy, you know your stuff. You do know. You say, hey, and I tell this to Art Howe and different managers in baseball that I've been around. I learned so much from people like yourself. You don't win World Series and pennants by accident. When you manage a club all year and it comes out like that, it's a very special time. It's not by accident.
Marty, you know, I think the best thing about it is you got to let your players play, and you got to let them feel comfortable and kind of help them relieve tension and things like that, because it is in the game. But if you, the philosophies that we carry, I'm a day-to-day guy, and you know, like, and I hear guys kind of pick up on that nowadays, and I think that I've had that all along. You know, like, we're going to win today's game. Our number one priority is to win today's game. Yesterday's gone, and we can't do nothing about that. And even if we win, we can't. That's gone. I mean, that's by, and we're not looking for tomorrow. We're looking to win the game today. We're going to put everything we can in every day of the season, and we're going to think about winning that game. And it's kind of worked for us. But the biggest thing about it, Marty, is the players have to buy into it. The attitude and the chemistry. I used to think to myself when I was a manager in the minor leagues, I used to think, well, give me the talent, I'll work with the attitude. I don't think that no more. That changed a few years ago. I'll take the chemistry and you know, the integrity, the character, and the attitude and all that. You know, like, that definitely plays a huge part in it. And, you know, like, it's good. I would say the Giants have a lot of that. You know, like, when I watch them play and things like that, I would say that they do a good job. And I think it. I think their manager, their coaches, their pitching coach, and their general manager and things like that, I think that they do a really good job at basically handling their players and things. And they always seem like they love to play. And that, to me, that's the biggest thing. And also, they got a trust in you. And I try never to say that you like to tell them something that's not true and things like that. I want to be honest as possible, and I want to be consistent. And if I'm that way, and you're like, and they execute, the players make the manager. Yeah, you can make all the moves you want to in a game and things like that. You can do anything you want to do. If the pitcher don't get people out and the hitters don't hit and they don't hit in the situations and they don't catch up on things like that, you know, like, they are the ones that make the game. They're the ones that execute. So therefore, you know, like, when people ask me all the time, I've heard people say, well, you know, like, they'll, if they, how have you accomplished all these accolades? And I look at them, I don't take credit for my accolades, because there are so many other things that come involved. The players, first of all, and then the organization for getting the players and things like that. So I'm a part of a winning organization and a team. And to me, like, if you keep things in perspective and you, like, and you try to be as who you are and stay with your philosophies, I think things have worked for me.
Well, you're a special guy in the game. You know the game really well, and, you know, but you weren't a catcher. You're not a pitcher. You don't see managers like you around, you know, because you got to know the intricacies of the game, especially the National League, and you're not a catcher.
Marty, if I'm a good manager, it's because, maybe it might be because I watched a lot of games from a bench.
He's modest, but he was a big hero in Japan. And but Charlie, you were a good hitter. You were a strong hitter.
I was a, you know, like, if I think sometimes when people look at my career and they don't, I think that they, that if I could change anything, I would have loved to play regular at the major league level, but through injuries and things and where I was at, and you know, like, that was hard for me. But at the same time, you know, like, I've been in the game a long time, and it's something that no one loves the game anymore than I do.
Well, I only wish you well. It's a pleasure to see every year coming in here.
Well, thank you, Marty. I appreciate that.
Very much.
That's Charlie Manuel, manager of the Phillies, right here, KMBR 680, the sports leader.